Thank you, Mr. President. Speakers, on behalf of the United Kingdom, I want to first take the opportunity to thank you for your ongoing dedication and steadfast determination to stay and to deliver for the women and children who are so disproportionately impacted by humanitarian emergencies worldwide. Especially in the face of the increasing obstruction or denial, often in violation of international humanitarian law, of access to conflict-affected people and communities. And echoing the Speaker's comments, especially in this 75th anniversary year of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is a pertinent reminder to everyone of the value of the international human rights framework, we're all too aware that women and children are disproportionately impacted because of pre-existing inequalities, increased violence and barriers to accessing essential services and humanitarian assistance. And these risks are multiplied for women and children experiencing multiple forms of discrimination and violence, such as those with disabilities. Which is why protection is one of the key pillars in the UK's humanitarian framework, demonstrative of our continued commitment to improving the protection of civilians in armed conflict, including tackling gender-based violence and the specific risks women and children so sadly and so often face. Using our permanent seat in the UN Security Council, the UK resolutely advocates for the protection of all civilians in crisis situations. And as penholder on the issue, the UK has played a key role in the development of the protection of civilians agenda in the Security Council. And as you've all highlighted, the centrality of protection is a system-wide responsibility. And the UK is supportive of efforts to improve leadership on protection and welcomes the independent review of the IASC protection policy and the work of the IASC task team on protection who are implementing the review. We're working with the UN humanitarian agencies through our payment by results funding framework to promote and incentivize more inclusive approaches to humanitarian action and holding agencies accountable for their commitments to leave no one behind. The UK will continue to work closely with the humanitarian delivery partners to both protect and support women and girls during crises, including through GBV prevention efforts and service provision, sexual and reproductive health and rights, and supporting gender-responsive social protection. And we will work in tandem as well with our allies and partners through the call to action on protection from gender-based violence in emergencies to promote appropriate prioritisation and effective financing of GBV prevention and response. The UK also supports women's leadership in crises, ensuring the voices of women-led organisations influence humanitarian decision-making and help to deliver responses that better meet the specific needs of women and girls. And finally, let me restate our commitment to delivering for women and children and thank the humanitarian partners who have worked and continue to work in these incredibly challenging and precarious circumstances to protect women and children, to address suffering, and to defend human dignity.